Cornish, or Cornuach, is a Celtic language that dates back to around 600 AD and is related to Welsh, spoken in Wales, and Breton, spoken in Brittany, France. In fact, these three languages would have been mutually understandable in the Middle Ages. But while Cornish was developing in the far southwest, Anglo-Saxon and later English were gaining power in the east. As English spread west, Cornish came under threat. In 1549, the Church of England replaced the official Latin prayer book with an English one. The people of Devon and Cornwall were furious about the change and rebelled. They said that Cornish men, some of whom understood no English, absolutely refused this new English. King Edward VI sent an army to stop the rebellion, and more than 5,000 people were killed in the fighting. According to legend, the last monoglot speaker died in 1777. Her name was Dorothy Pentreath, and she claimed to speak only Cornish and no English. The story isn't quite true, but does show how rare Cornish has become as a first language. That said, many Cornish people would still use Cornuach in certain situations, or mix Cornuach vocabulary in with their English. Cornish grammar was set out for the first time in 1904. It was a turning point in the fortunes of Cornish that started a slow revival. Finally, in 2008, a standard form of written Cornish was agreed on, a big step forward in getting the language used in education and public life. But soon after this breakthrough came a shocking announcement. The Atlas of the World's Languages in Danger, published by UNESCO in February 2009, pronounced the Cornish language officially extinct. Dead. The Cornish Language Partnership was horrified, pointing out that according to a 2007 survey, 2,000 people spoke fluent Cornish, up from just 300 7 years before. News of the alleged extinction fueled the language's revival. Soon, Cornwall Council began putting up bilingual street signs in Cornish, as well as in English, and encouraging its use in schools. Cornish was reclassified from extinct to critically endangered. Now, if you visit Cornwall to try those famous pasties, you might find a tourist guide welcoming you in Cornish, Dinach, or asking Fat Legenis, how are you? A directive urges council workers to use Cornish where they can. There is a nursery where the children are spoken to exclusively in Cornuach, and a few families are bringing up their children to speak only Cornuach at home. In the 2011 UK census, 557 people said that Cornish, not English, was their main language. Last March, singer-songwriter Gweno released an album called La Cove, sung entirely in Cornish. The critics love it.